While the veracity of the reports have not been determined just yet, ITWeb's reported that the rumor mills are turning and churning out chatter around China Mobile, reportedly in talks to buy Cell C. But coupled with that, some are suggesting a reignited interest from Telkom as well. And that despite Telkom CEO Sipho Maseko saying earlier this year that the company was no longer interested in buying the mobile operator. Let's see what sense a potential deal does make with Alistair Jones from New Street Research. Thanks so much, Alistair, for joining us this evening. So right at the top, who is China Mobile?
Yeah, so they're a SOE in China. They essentially control about 60% of the Chinese telco market, mobile and fixed operator. I mean, I think the sort of key thing to sort of note is just the scale of the business itself. In terms of big picture and why it is rumored to be interested in a lot of assets that are up for sale, they've got $50 billion of cash sitting on its balance sheet. And investors in China Mobile have been frustrated about what they do with that cash and why they don't return it to shareholders or make investments that can generate a better return. So I guess that's why whenever any operator is really up for sale, China Mobile is obviously a sort of key company that could potentially take over the asset.
Okay, so it comes with a fair bit of muscle, if we have to be modest about it. Does it necessarily vie for a minority stake, though, or is this a majority controlling stake the only way a deal would make sense for it?
No, I mean, a majority stake is possible, but certainly a minority stake is also a possibility. If you look back at other assets that have done, I mean, it's worth saying that China Mobile has indicated it is interested in M&A, international M&A. That has mentioned that in the past. And the last time they did something, which was a while ago, just back in 2014, they took an 18% stake in True in Thailand, which was the third operator. And that's where it becomes interesting because the similarities are very, very clear. True was the number three operator. It was struggling under a big debt load. They came in, they put in about $800-900 million into the business, took an 18% stake. And really what's happened since then is True, from being number two operator and subscale, become the number three operator, subscale, become the number two operator, and has really sort of essentially destroyed the telco market there in Thailand. So there is sort of evidence that China Mobile is happy to take both controlling stakes and also minority stakes.
Okay, so boasting quite a track record there. With the scale of its domestic operations, nothing to scoff at, and the kind of progress it's making, I guess, with its internationalization as well. If it does buy a stake in Cell C, and especially a controlling stake, what impact do you see it having on the South African mobile market landscape?
Well, I think this sort of key issue from our perspective is that the mobile market in South Africa is clearly over-earning. So if you look at obviously the key operator, Vodacom, and also to a certain extent MTN, I mean, their return on capital is exceptionally large, and that's really driven by extremely high data pricing. So everyone talks about that, and even if you sort of look at the analysis on a global basis across about 30 or 40 countries, they are over-earning in terms of data pricing. So if you're a new entrant, or if you're a China Mobile looking at potentially entering into the market, you want to see what sort of return you can generate. And if one operator is generating a supernormal return on capital, and Vodacom's return on capital is the highest of all the markets, all the telco markets that we look at globally, it's a sort of perfect opportunity for them to come in and disrupt. Mm-hmm. And so I think that from their perspective, that would be a very interesting objective. I think also there's an element of a political alliance. I mean, it is, the China-Africa interest is obviously extremely large. And then you've got the other issue, which is a sort of concern for China Inc., is basically the Huawei issue. And by sort of expanding into the African markets, it can basically secure deals for Huawei, which is obviously under sort of pressure from the U.S. and China trade wars.
Well, we've certainly heard from Cell C that it will be keeping its door open to any conversations that will assist the company's future viability. So certainly this is going to be a space to watch. Alistair, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That was Alistair Jones from New Street Research.